Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The WWF, the WCW wrestling organizations, amateur, it's not amateur, it's exhibition, I believe, wrestling. And a lot of parents believe that some of the moves their kids see on TV with these wrestling organizations can be dangerous. Mr. Stephen Bozell, you, Steve, and is with us on the line from Corona, you had injury visited upon your home as the result of a wrestling match, correct?
As a result of WWF. Yes, sir.
As the result of watching the WWF?
Yes, sir.
Now, I know that you had talked to Mike Schaefer, our producer, and you had sent us a press release on getting the WWF and WCW off of television because it is dangerous, because kids are trying these dangerous moves, and that it isn't healthy. And a lot of parents have expressed concern. Do you find other parents talking to you about this?
I can tell you this much. What I have heard, Phil, is when I visit your own home, I can tell you the tragedy that befalls the family is heartbreaking.
All right, I know there was injury in your home as the result of some of the wrestling moves learned on, what is it, Raw is War?
That is correct. That's a TV show on the WWF. And it's a little emotional for me.
I want you to tell our story, our audience your story, what happened, because I think Mike tells me it's a very compelling story.
Well, it is emotional. I'll tell you as best I can what happened. My son, Stephen Jr., is 12 years old. He's my eldest. I also have a daughter, April, who's 9. My son and I just watched WWF on TV, and I love Stone Cold Steve Austin, who's one of the WWF wrestlers.
Okay.
And my son likes The Rock.
And he's a wrestler?
He is a wrestler along with Undertaker. And we pulled a mattress from the bedroom out onto the family room floor. My son and I wanted to do a pretend wrestling like we had just seen on the TV set. So I told my son that I would be Stone Cold Steve Austin and he could be The Rock. And my son didn't want to do it. My wife didn't want to see it, but I told him it would be fun.
Okay.
Because my son is growing up, Mr. Ender, I think a little too quickly, and I thought we could bond. I promised my wife I'd take it easy on him because you can hurt your son. So we started the match, and in the match on TV, Stone Cold Steve Austin's first move was a bounce off the ropes. But I didn't get the chance because my son grabbed my leg, he tripped me up, and I fell back on my back.
Was your son injured?
No, sir. What happened was I fell on my back. Well, you would think my son would be injured, but he had tripped me up, and so I fell on my back, and then he did an elbow drop into my groin genital area. And
okay, your son did an elbow drop.
He did, yeah.
Into a very sensitive part of your body.
Yeah, and that's not how, first of all, that's not how it was on the TV set. On the TV, Stone Cold Steve Austin did an atomic drop and then pinned The Rock. So when my son, who was playing The Rock, I was playing Stone Cold Steve Austin, and I was supposed to win, but
he drops an elbow.
He dropped an elbow into my crotch area. Now, two things happened. Number one, he didn't do what was on the TV, which is what he was supposed to do. And number two, he won the match and made me look like a fool in front of my wife, my daughter, and I told him that he's supposed to respect me.
Was it understood he was supposed to follow the exact match that you guys had just seen?
I told him that he was going to be The Rock and I was going to be Stone Cold Steve Austin because he's been my favorite since maybe probably when the Bushwhackers.
But he didn't follow the script?
He didn't go along with what happened on the TV set. Stone Cold Steve Austin won, but he didn't let me win. Now, that's number one. But to do an elbow drop right out of the gate, I mean, 9 times out of 10, I could take my son, but he catches me with a cheap chump move like an elbow drop right into my ball sack or into my groin. And
well, he did get you off your feet and then elbow drop you, right, or whatever you call that?
Yeah, but first of all, that's humiliating to have a 12-year-old boy beat a 36-year-old man. That's not right.
Well, in your press release from your attorney's office, you said you do not want to sue. You're not trying to sue the WWF. You want them to either... What is it that you want them to do? You want Vince McMahon involved in this?
I don't want to tie up the court system. What I want to do is have Vince McMahon, who's the president of WWF, to at least give me a ruling on it.
A ruling on it? I mean, that's your wrestling match is not a sanctioned WWF match.
But of course, I know that. But what I'm saying is I don't want to use the court system, but I do feel entitled to have a fair hearing. I was talking to Cliff Pettigrew, who works on one of my crews. I told him what I wanted to do. He started to laugh. Okay,
what do you want? All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. What do you want to have happen?
What I want to have have happen is either the WWF gives me a ruling on my son elbow dropping me in the balls. I mean, I'm sorry, but...
Can we use something like crotch or groin?
All right. He did an elbow drop in the groin. If not, then I contact my attorney, and yes, I will sue, but I don't want to tie up the court system.
Okay, from what I'm able to see here, your son elbow dropped you in a pretend...
I thought we were going to go along according to the TV.
All right, your son elbow dropped, did an elbow drop move into your crotch, pretending like you guys were in the WWF.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, he elbow drops you, and you got hurt and humiliated, and now you want a ruling from Vince McMahon of the WWF as to whether that's legal?
I know it's not a real ruling, but I want my son to learn the respect for the rules.
So if Vince McMahon says that that was a legal maneuver, your son wins the wrestling match and you'll drop it? Your son wins the wrestling match and you'll drop it?
I'll have to suck it up. I guess I will, yeah.
All right. And if he says, no, it wasn't a legal maneuver, you win the wrestling match?
Yes, that's correct, which I do feel that, no, it was not legal. And so I think I should have won.
And if he doesn't respond at all, you're going to sue who?
I will sue the WWF to have them taken off the TV, because my son did a move which he had seen on the WWF. It was an elbow drop.
Can I ask you a question, Mr.
Bozell.
I'm sorry, sir, Mr. Bozell.
That's all right.
Okay, I want to ask you a question. The elbow drop is, I think I've seen, is when a guy falls and the elbow drop...
Yeah, it's supposed to drop into the midsection in the septum, in the stomach. My son went right down into my nutsack.
With an elbow drop?
Yes, sir.
So you are going to misuse the legal system?
How do you figure that?
Because you are first of all, asking for an impossible thing, that Vince McMahon is going to rule on whether your son should have elbow dropped you in the balls at your home on a mattress, on a non-sanctioned match. And if he doesn't call and rule on this, then you're going to sue him, tie up the court system. And what are you going to sue him for?
I think you belittle what I'm doing.
No, but what are you going to sue him for?
I will sue him for his WWF teaching my son how to do an elbow drop not the right way. He elbow dropped me in the butt, in the like you say, in my crotch.
Well, what if your son had elbow dropped you right in the gut, knocked the wind out of you, and he won that way?
That's not going to happen. The way he won is he cheated. He elbow dropped my scrotum.
He elbow dropped you in the balls, and so he cheated.
That's correct.
This guy is not going to get the WWF to call up and sanction the match that he and his son had. He's another parent that wants to get WWF off of TV, but not because his son got injured, because his son injured him in a pretend wrestling match they were having following watching a WWF TV show. Apparently, they were supposed to go along with they were pretending that they were wrestling. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The guy says he's not going to misuse the legal system by suing, but he's saying if he doesn't get a call from Vince McMahon, he will. To me, that sounds like he's misusing the legal system. Because Vince McMahon ain't going to call him up and give him a ruling on a wrestling match that he had in his living room on a mattress they pulled off of a bed. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Mr. Bozell, Steve Bozell, were you injured in this wrestling match with your son?
Yes, I was, sir. I had to put an ice pack on my genitals, on my testicles. And I come out of the kitchen, I had to apply ice to my balls, so I had an ice pack on my crotch area, and my wife did something I will never ever forget. She started to laugh, and I will always carry that memory in my mind. And my own son elbow drops me in the ball area, and my wife laughs when I put ice there. But the thing that keeps me going is the possible rematch.
Why don't you just sit down with your son and explain to him that the elbow drop can cause serious injury?
I would, but we're going to have a rematch, and I don't want to look weak. And when I did want to talk to him, I come out of the kitchen with the ice bag on my balls, and he was laughing. And... Not to mention my ability to perform sexually has also been compromised.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So you don't want to sue. You just want a ruling from Vince McMahon from the WWF on the wrestling match you had with your son in your family room.
That is correct, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, let me talk to Jeff on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, the guy with the wrestling. I just wanted to say to the gentleman who was playing with his son, get over it. You were wrestling with your kid.
That is correct, buddy.
But you're playing with it. What kind of an example are you setting for your son? He hurt you. But what are you calling Vince McMahon and the WWF for?
Because I want a ruling. I want to see if that move was legal.
But you know what's so ridiculous about it? If your son was playing with another kid and this happened, would you tell your son to call the WWF to get a ruling? You wouldn't treat your son like that. You would smack him on the butt and say, get real. Get over it.
No, sir. What I'm saying is this is a move that he learned on the WWF TV show. Then he turns around and elbow drops me in my testicles, which I can tell you right now is a potentially serious injury.
Yeah, of course it is.
All
right. That could happen doing anything. You know what? You sound like you're looking for a reason to sue these people.
No, sir, I do not want to misuse the league.
Don't give your son that example. You're setting a bad example. You know something? Put a mouse in a Coke bottle if you want to sue somebody.
I don't understand.
Because you're blaming people had nothing to do with this.
Why can't I get a ruling from Vince McMahon of WWF on the legality of the move?
It was a play wrestling match for starters. You guys were playing around. It's not even a sanctioned match by the WWF. The only time you're going to get them involved, and the WWF doesn't sanction matches. It's a traveling carnival. It's a circus.
Well, now you're starting to talk about a lot of people. Who
no, but you know what? But you know what? What if you guys? You sound like you're like these people who imitate stuff off this MTV show Jackass.
No, sir. What I'm saying to you
is, you're gonna take responsibility for your own actions.
Okay. Next time, do you have a son? Do you have a son, sir?
Yes, I do.
You do. How old is he?
Yes, I do. Well, he's only an infant. He's only an infant.
Someday,
but I hope to set a better example.
Okay. Someday, if he elbow drops your ball sack, Mister, I hope you're in a better position than me.
Listen, you know, I'm sure he's going to want to do that to me countless times.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to call Vince McMahon and threaten a lawsuit. And I don't think you should give your son the impression that this is what you do.
That's right. I think that what we're talking about here is setting an example. And
I'm setting my son an example of manhood and strength. And you never walk away from somebody giving an atomic elbow drop to your sack? Come on. The last time I seen a man, Randy Macho Man Savage did that. They disqualified. Well, first of all, what happened was the Undertaker hit him with a chair. Then they came out.
I don't care what was done on a WWF match. Are you kidding me?
No, I just want to tell you the history of the elbow drop and what.
I don't care about the history of the elbow drop. Those are phony baloney moves. And it's a phony baloney whole trip, man. And this kid elbow dropped. Yes, you're right. He shouldn't have elbow dropped your whatever you want to call it, your crotch. But I'm not interested to know about whether the last time it was done. This has got nothing to do with it. What we're talking about is your kid seeing you getting all worked up and crying and stuff.
I did not cry, sir.
All right, but you're coming out of the kitchen with an ice pack on your balls. And what are you saying? You're saying that you...
I wanted to talk to him and tell him you're not supposed to do that. But then they started to laugh. That's when I said all bets are off.
Well, even if your son laughs, it's no reason to say, I'm not going to talk to him anymore. You don't abdicate your authority as a father, do you?
No, but there's more than one way to skin a cat.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Richard, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is in reference to the guy with the wrestling match. This fella needs to be an adult. He's 36 and his son is 12 years old. And I understand it was a fairly cheap shot and all, but he needs to grow up and explain to his son in front of the television on a wrestling match what is going on.
I tried to, but then he laughed at me when I come out with the ball with the ice pack on my crotch.
If he laughs at you, then you still need to be an adult and take charge of that son of yours. And a rematch is ridiculous.
Why?
What do you mean? Why? You're 36 and he's 12 years old.
You can
tie him up in the pretzel. Come on.
I'm not
let it go, man.
I'm not entitled to a rematch?
For what?
Because he elbow dropped my ball sack.
And?
I'll tell you right now, I could have a strangulated testicle. I was not able to perform sexually.
You could, and the so fault what? Is that you took a mattress out and tried to do wrestling moves that you're not trained with.
I didn't do it. He did it.
That's all the better reason.
You were involved in it, were you not?
Yes, sir, I was. I said, but
exactly.
I told my
son. Grow up and take responsibility for it.
I am taking responsibility the best way I know how. And
well,
you might want to
try to find another way to know how.
Well, you got to be a parent to understand that these wrestling moves, somebody's going to lose their nuts. So exactly.
So why did you try to do wrestling when you were not trained for it?
Because I told him I wanted to do what happened on the TV set. I'd be Stone Cold Steve Austin, and he would be the Rock.
See,
and I'd win.
That's a moot point. You're still not trained for it. I want to do this. Want to do that. You were wrong to do it in the first place. You could have hurt him. Other way around, he hurt you.
Why can't I get a ruling from the commissioner of the WWF?
I'll give you a ruling.
No.
You were wrong to do it.
No, you're not affiliated with the WWF.
You want some kind of a ruling, dude, like you're a member of the WWF, like the guy is going to...
Do you have any idea what an atomic arm drop feels like on your scrotum? It's atomic. You can break bones that way. It hurts.
All right. Here is Aaron on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I just wanted to call and say that this is really ridiculous. It's probably one of the stupidest things I've heard in a long time. And he has to remember that he instigated...
Are you a parent?
No, I'm not. But
okay,
my dad and
go.
I...
There you go. Rest my case.
No, excuse me. You're not even listening. You instigated this fight with your son. You are responsible. You are a parent. You need to take responsibility. Yes, your son did injure you, and Vince McMahon is 1,000 miles away. He has nothing to do with this, and you should take responsibility that you instigated this fight. You need to take the consequences and realize that this is a problem that you created. You began this. You sanctioned this in your home, and yes, I think it was good that your wife laughed at you because it was a stupid thing to do.
Well, my wife laughed at me when my balls are swollen up on account of the elbow drop.
You encouraged your son. You allowed him to do this.
I thought it was fair.
You wrestled with him. You wrestled with him. You allowed him to do this. And there's nothing you can say. And you want Vince McMahon to do this?
I want Vince
McMahon.
How
is he responsible?
Because I want him to make a ruling on whether, if I could hit him with a chair, if I could hit my son with a chair, then we'd
Why would you hit your son? How could you hit? Why would you hit your son with a chair?
Why do you want to do that?
Because in the WWF, that's what they'll hit each other with a chair.
Abuse.
No, ma'am.
That is child abuse, hitting your son with a chair.
That's sanctioned by the WWF. The WWF is not real.
It's a TV show.
It's a television show, man.
It's a television show. If you hit your son with a chair, you will be arrested.
All right,
your son will be taken from you, and that is appropriate if you abuse your son.
No, ma'am, I'm going to tell you something.
No. You hit your son, you deserve to be put in jail.
Then how come he gets to elbow drop my balls and I can't hit him with a chair? Because that's part...
I hope somebody from social service
Wait a minute.
Is listening to this because this is ridiculous.
A chair or drop him onto a folding table because that's what they do.
Why don't you grow up and realize...
I'll take the fine.
What do you want to do? You want to drop him onto a folding table?
Yes, because in the WWF, you can hit him with a chair, drop him on a table, or you can chase him out of the ring. Like down the street or something, which I'm not going to do because I don't want to look like a total idiot in front of my neighbors. But I ought to be allowed to at least throw him onto a table.
That is abuse.
How's that abuse?
That's abusing a child, 12 years old. You claim you're 36-year-old, act like a parent and don't abuse your son.
Is he allowed to pick me up and pile drive my head into the ground?
You allowed it.
You asked to do it. And I think you're sounding a little immature right now, Mr. Bozell.
You allowed to pick me up and pile drive me.
A 12-year-old picked you up and pile drive you? In case you don't know, Aaron, that's when you pick a man up upside down and jam his head.
I know. I was wrestling with my father, and I used to do it with him when I was little, but I never did anything like this, and he would never think about hurting me because he was a responsible, intelligent adult.
Hit him with a 2x4.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back on the Phil Hendry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Phil Hendry back here with Steve Bozell. He wants Vince McMahon to rule on whether his son, Steve's son, should have been allowed to elbow drop him in the groin. It's really weird, Mr. Bozell, listening to this.
Well, I doubt very much your father.
I'm a stepdad. I mean, it's just... We're going to try to get as many calls on as we can here in the next few minutes. Let me go first to Mavis. Hi.
Yeah, I was listening to this man who was talking about what he done. His son elbow dropped him in the scrotum.
Yes.
You sound like you are crazier than an outhouse rat. You sound like you...
Ma'am, you don't know what it's like when you get an elbow to the nut.
I really don't like the language either. I'm talking about his scrotum and his nuts and everything like that. I don't think that they're probably children. It's the program right now.
Well, he shouldn't have done that.
And then you say you want to hit him with a chair.
That's sanctioned by the WWF.
Oh, my, that's book sanctioned by the WWF.
Yeah, though, that's what he says. All right, now, Mavis, hang on the line because I want to get Kathy on here, too. Kathy, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes.
I was listening, and I just cannot believe this is real.
Well,
this is.
I'll tell you that.
And
right
I do
now.
Have children. I have two children.
Yeah, you know what, Mr. Bozell? If you are actually serious about this, okay, you're actually serious about.
I'm not misusing the legal system. I told you once. I'll tell you again. I'm not suing anybody. All
and you know what? I can obviously tell by the way he talks. He doesn't even have a college education, and most of the wrestlers do.
Well,
and I believe the ones he was imitating do have a college education.
One of the people I love that children would be hit with a chair. That's the part that I didn't like, Mr. Hendry.
You said you wanted to hit him with a chair.
That's sanctioned by the WWF.
Get a life.
Get a life?
Yeah,
well,
get a
you
life.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Nobody's called the law on you yet.
What are they going to call it? The bus son.
And what is
elbow?
Your next move? What happens now?
My
this
son elbowed me in the ball.
12,
okay, so
you
so your son could come up and kick you in the balls, and you would not do nothing about it. Is that what you're saying?
You know what, pal? I'm not that stupid.
What's that mean? I don't mean you're not that stupid.
You,
that's
a woman's meaning.
You know, some lady.
You are a lack of education everywhere.
I've been watching WWF.
That's not what you do with your children.
I've been watching WWF for the last 15 years, and you do not elbow drop no one in their ball sack. That's number one.
Well, you know what? It's obviously gotten to your head. You need to change the channel and watch something different.
And Mr. Henry, I don't like the language that I'm hearing about ball sack and everything.
Okay, I understand that. And Mr. Bozell, if you'd clean it up a little bit, and you're saying that you want to hit a kid with a chair.
This lady said she wants to call the cops on me. I didn't do nothing. My kid kicked me in the
nuts. That is child abuse, pal, and nothing else.
What is my kid getting me in the balls? Are you
and you're threatening to do bodily injury
you know
to your
something?
Child
you don't need
the way
no
you
damn,
do.
I don't need a college degree to know that you're nutty to think that the cops are going to arrest me after I get my balls kicked in. No, I'm sorry.
When the cops find out that you want to do what you say to a 12-year-old...
What? What am I going to do?
They're going to question your parenting ability.
You're allowed to, in the WWF, you're allowed to throw a table on him.
This isn't
Excuse me. Does he get paid by them? No. Do you know? Get a life.
You're allowed to throw a table, and I'll tell you something
else. Do you get paid by them?
I'll tell you right now.
You work for them.
If you were married to me, I'd throw a table on you. What do you think of that?
That's why I'm not, and I have a better life.
Well, how do you know? I've got two color TVs. I have also a brand new Ford Explorer, and I live in a 2,600-square-foot house.
This is a joke, right?
Are you kidding us? Are you kidding us?
You are a joke.
Mr. Henry, is this a joke show or some kind of...
No, this guy is... Are you kidding us with this, Steve?
Let me tell you something. When I called my attorney, Dolores Blazingame, Riverside, California, you can look her up. You tell me whether it's a joke.
Then maybe that's who we need to write.
And all I want to do is throw my kid from the roof onto a folding table. Because that's sanctioned by the...
From the roof?
That's right. Now, obviously, this lady and neither one of these ladies ever seen no WWF. Otherwise, you'd know that's fully sanctioned by the WWF and the commissioner of the World Wrestling Alliance.
Oh, I've seen it, but I know reality and I know... out of my mind. I know the difference.
Have you ever been hit with a folding chair?
I would tell you, any man ever
hit me with a... Excuse me?
Have you ever been hit with a folding chair?
Is your wife still with you?
That's the question I have. Is your wife still...
My wife...
And what is she doing about this? Because I tell you what, if you were my husband, you'd sit your butt in the jail.
When I got my balls kicked in by my own son, my wife laughed when I come walking out of the kitchen with an ice bag on it. Now, what you think about that?
I'd laugh and look at you and show you where the door was.
Show me where the door is.
Oh, you betcha.
I built that door. I know where the
door is. Yeah, well, then you know how to open it real well, don't you?
Yeah, in fact, I put it on its hinges. I'll tell you what, right now, I use the only number one hardware, too.
You must be some kind of a dumbass.
So you're in California. Are you saying that this is the mentality of your area? I don't think so. I think people in your area must be really disgraceful to you.
I have one of the most intelligent people in my area that I know about.
You sound like some kind of a dumbass, especially when you say that you are...
Could we watch your language here?
I'm sorry, but especially when you say that you would hit your son, you would drop him on a table, hit him with a chair, and throw him off a roof or whatever you said you were going to do.
I know. All I'm saying is if you've ever seen the WWF WrestleMania 16 when The Undertaker took that one guy in a cage... Okay, and beat him with an iron bar. That's all.
Can I ask a question? What does your son say about this?
What?
What does your son say about your rematch idea?
My son, he laughed at me when he piledrived me.
Okay, do you get the gist of the idea your wife and your son are laughing at you?
Okay, next time somebody kicks you in the balls.
That's a woman you talk to. She does not have balls.
All right,
it doesn't matter, and I don't even care about that.
Right,
what the problem is the mentality level, and that is really sad. And I hope your son finds a good way in life, because
I
hope he doesn't follow your steps.
You are embarrassing everybody from your neighborhood.
Excuse me. I don't know what either one of you ladies know about my neighborhood, but I'm a scoutmaster. I also go to church I'm a deacon in our church. I also own my own business.
Church of what?
A church of Jesus Christ, who's the Savior of God.
Well, then go back and read your Bible again.
There's nothing in the Bible about not hitting a man with a chair.
And it doesn't say anything about the Wrestling Federation either, does it, pal?
There's nothing in the Bible about Stone Cold Steve Austin either.
I'll tell you what, right now.
Oh, God. And excuse me, but from my neck of the woods, some of these wrestlers are from here. And I do know some of them. And you know what? They'd look at you and laugh out and think you're crazy. And they'd never treat their children like this.
I bet you I could call up Stone Cold Steve Austin right now. He'd come to your house and hit you with a chair.
Okay,
no,
come on.
He'd laugh at you.
My son turned my balls into two silver dollar pancakes.
And you probably deserved it, pal.
All right.
Mr. Henry, is this some kind of a joke? Because
I can't hit him with a chair and he turns my balls into pancakes.
No, you cannot. You're an adult.
Bullcrap.
Act like it.
I think it's some kind of joke or something. I can't believe I'm hearing a man hit a child with a 2x4 in a chair, drop him on the roadway in front of one of them steamroller or something.
He never said that. Okay, look. Thank you very much.
Wait a minute. Nobody gets away with talking to me like that.
Well, you're not saying you're going to go to that lady's house and hit her with a chair either.
Oh, you think you know a lot of wrestlers or something? I doubt it.
It doesn't matter. It's just a lack of intelligence on his behalf, and I don't take anything he says seriously.
Thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-86. We got one more call? No? Yes? Go ahead. Let me go to Deanna. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Deanna.
Yes, Deanna.
I have two sons. I have a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old, teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
I am this man's age as well. I am 36. Yes, we wrestle and we play. But if you get yourself in a position to wrestle, you're bound to get hurt. These kids are growing up a lot bigger than what they used to be. My 14-year-old stands 5'10", and I'm 5'8". Number two, you should never let them watch WWF because they are children with children minds, and they're going to want to imitate and pick up these things.
That's right. Next thing you know, the child will want to run your head through a door or run your head through a window.
Well, you're
okay. Exactly.
But, see, you two women, you're women, okay? So you can wrestle because you don't have testicles or nothing. Nobody can kick you up there.
Well, then maybe
you
shouldn't be
wrestling.
You
should never put yourself in that position.
Maybe you shouldn't be wrestling if you're a man. Maybe they ought to have more women wrestling. But that's not the point. But you sound like you are the dumbest white man that I have.
What's my race got to do with it?
Well, I got to tell you something. I'm all around African-American people, Latin-American, all kind of people. I have never met a white man as dumb as you.
Well, yeah.
I don't think this is the end again. I don't think it has anything to do with race. To me, it's stupidity.
Well,
you are the one to set the example. This is a child.
Okay.
And if you drop your child from a roof onto a folding table, you will get time. And if I were your wife and you talked about dropping my child, I would probably get time.
Well, how come they get to do it in the WWF?
Because those are adults, you dumbass.
This is real life. This is not the WWF.
Listen, Deanna, I couldn't have put it better. I think you made a very good point. And
take a white man to turn your balls into pancakes. That's nuts.
Yeah, okay. Deanna, thank you very much. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. I think that we've all learned something there. It's the Phil Henry Show. By the way, I'm going to be going in tomorrow to record another King of the Hill. Actually, sometime this week I'm going to go in and cut another episode. Just not an episode. I'm not doing the whole thing, but I'm a part of another King of the Hill episode that will be coming your way sometime in the next, I don't know, like 6 months or something. I think the turnaround, when you actually record the animation, you do it, and you produce the show, and it's like 6 months out. We did a Super Bowl show, I remember, for King of the Hill like six, seven months before the Super Bowl actually took place, when I played that coach guy. So anyway, that having been said, look for us very soon on King of the Hill. And also, I think there are a couple of other episodes we've done that ought to be coming up soon. I'm going to have to get the guys over there at the old network to tell me exactly when, and we can announce it here or put it on our website, which, by the way, is www.philhenryshow.com. www.philhenryshow.com, our new website, tremendous 5-day archives on there, live streaming on there. We have sound bits, audio bits. We have an audio file you can check out. Our our daily poll. Phil Henry in the news stuff. Crap. It's right there. Now for another endorsement hour. This is a fairly popular segment where we talk about the things that we actually use in the Phil Henry home. Today I'd like to focus on some of the restaurants that we like to visit. These are actually the things, you know, you can hear commercials and you can hear advertisements, and certainly I endorse all of the products that you hear on the Phil Henry Show advertised. But specifically, what are the things that are actually in our home each and every day? Well, one of them is the fact that we live in a home built by Premier. Very fine home builder. They're out in Rancho Cucamonga. Visit them real soon. Now, here's the restaurants. We like to go to, a place in Corona Del Mar, and there's one in Sacramento called Banderas. You ever been there? They got the greatest martinis going. Go down to the one in Corona Del Mar, the one up in Sacramento, Banderas. Go in there for the martinis. They got this big guy who's a bouncer at the door there in Corona Del Mar. Nicest guy in the world. He looked at me and said, "Hey, you want to get in, huh?" "Well, yeah, I know." And it's like there's 58 people in front of us. "Oh, don't worry about it." And he just, because Maria was on crutches. We were there last year when she had some surgery on her legs. So we pulled the old, "Oh, I'm crippled" thing. And he knew we were scamming him, but he gave us a great table anyway. Anyway, it's a great place. Also, of course, I've endorsed the Arches restaurant there in Newport Beach. Man, I love that joint. It's old school with the old leather booths. They got the guy that comes to the table and sets fire to your food. I don't know what it was. I think he set fire like to something he wasn't supposed to set fire to. I think he set fire to my clothes. He set fire to something we were going to eat. I can't remember what it was. In any event, go there. They got a really cool TV set with a bar, and there's a lot of guys that look like they're wise guys. Then you find out they're actually the waiters. But no, seriously, it's neat. Another place we like to go for sushi is the Landing Sushi Bar and Grill in Westlake Village. Now, I've mentioned this joint on the air before, and as a result, now I can't even get a freaking seat at the bar there. You can't even get a table there. It's packed. But go see Greg, John, all those guys. Hamid, he's a great man. Great sushi. We hang out there maybe once a week, like on a Wednesday night. Well, I used to go there on Wednesday nights until I couldn't get a table there, but another place we like to eat is P.F. Chang's in Woodland Hills, but the problem with that is they don't take reservations, so you got to stand in line for about an hour to get in there. But is P.F. Chang's the bomb or what? That place is really good. How's that for an endorsement? It's really good. Go in there and eat the food. It's good. You mean it's not bad? No, it isn't bad. Oh, okay. Because the last six places I went to, the food was bad. Oh, go in there. It's good. All right, I'll try it. Hey, honey, you want to go somewhere tonight where the food's good? Yeah. Phil just said P.F. Chang's. We like the Four Seasons Hotel in Punta Mita, the Casa Turquesa there in Cancun, and the Hotelito Desconocido in Cruz de Loreto. And here's the best part about these hotels, for you guys that are on a budget, they're only $800 a night per room. So it's really great. We also dig this place called the Little River Inn in Mendocino. You ever been up there to Mendocino? Have you ever been up there? I'm pointing to heaven right now. Mike's nodding. Yeah, I've been, yes. No, up to Northern California in Mendocino, they got a little place off of PCH called, it's actually Highway 1. They don't call it PCH up there. It's called Highway 1. And it's called the Little River Inn. And you sit in a room and you stare at the ocean. It's not bad. And it's only $800 a night. Another place we love is the Post Ranch Inn in Big Sur. You got to go there, man. They got an awesome deck. You can go out, drink wine, eat cheese, sit there, hobnob with whoever the hell you think is there. The restaurant's great. They got a little infinity pool, and they've got a really cool, and it's only $6,000 per night, single occupancy. We also like to eat at Harold's House of Omelets in Thousand Oaks. Hey, what is it with these joints that give you these omelets that are they're specialty, actually, the omelets are fantastic, but they're specialty of these pancakes that are like the size of a hubcap. Huge pancakes? What is it? What is that story? They like to throw the food away. They know the guy isn't going to finish it. So I went in there with Maria one morning on a Sunday. I said, let's get one of those big pancakes and let's eat it. Let's finish it. And she goes, okay, we will. And that's the day we went off of Weight Watchers, and I'm up to 246. I'm just kidding. I'm at 236. You know what I'm saying? They like, and our specialty is our giant pancake. Okay, I don't know. Should I get, sure, go ahead, get one. All right, I'll get up a giant pancake. I mean, geez. And they bring the big giant pancake with a big pat of butter, and you pour all of that syrup all over the thing, and it's like piping hot, and God, I'd like one right now. Oh, man. And these omelets, Greg. Oh, God, they've got these all kinds of far-out omelets, right? I mean, but the freaking pancake, the size of a trash can lid, and they stick it there right at your table, and melted butter, butter that is melting, you know, the real whipped butter, the real stuff, not the margarine, just sort of oozes down the side of the pancake. Then you lay on that maple syrup, and it just sort of mixes with the butter. You know, the butter and the syrup melt together, and it sort of just oozes down the side of the plate like that? Well, they don't have them like that there. No, I'm kidding. They do. The freaking omelets are like 9-egg omelet. They're huge. They're like 9-egg omelet. Harold's House of Omelets. Boy, this place is great. I've eaten there twice. Then we also go to Bandit's Barbecue up in T.O. Now they have those jerk ribs, and they actually have a lot of jerks eating there. But they, okay, I'm sorry. They have the jerk ribs, and they have the, whatever the hell you jerk, chicken, whatever you jerk, they got. And I don't want to be specific, because what you're jerking is your business. But they have, like, the ribs, they got the chicken, and they got the hot jerk sausage and stuff. Speaking of jerking sausage, Mike, how... No, but anyway. And it's great. Big-ass schooners of beer. Somebody asked me a question. Oh, one of the guys that runs the website at WOAI San Antonio. What would be your final meal? And here's what I said. Porterhouse steak, dirty rice, broccoli, big slices of garlic bread, and huge ice-cold schooners of lager beer. I don't know why, but that would just hit the spot. And then I'd go about the business of jerking some chicken. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.